Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Customer Service Phone Calls.
Thank you for tuning in. My name is Robert. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, I'm calling about the computer that's on sale. It's $9.99. It's on a flyer that came in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to order that one.
Okay, let me confirm everything with you. We have a Pentium 4 processor, 520. We HD download, 2.8 gigahertz. Okay, DVD player in the first bay and a free CD burner in the second bay. No floppy drive. You want to add a 3.5 floppy drive?
Will this not do a disk? If I wanted to put something on the disk, will it do it?
Yeah, actually, we recommend you the floppy because it's only $30, 3-0.
Okay, no, I don't want that.
Okay, are you sure? Because the future is going to cost more money. Okay, and no speakers.
Speakers don't come with it?
No, sir. It's not in the flyer.
Hmm. Okay, well, let me read it a little bit better, and I'll call back.
Why?
Thank you.
You have the flyer in front of you?
Yes.
And why you call me? That gets back for me. You call me and call me again. It's going to be back.
I didn't realize that it didn't have speakers, and I don't want to have to order speakers for this price. So I'll just look somewhere else and find me another computer.
Oy! I can't believe it, like a little girl. I can't believe it, only for speakers. Go ahead, little girl. Little pussy girl.
Freaks, it's Monday, October 13th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, rabbits, seahorses, and butt plugs. Oh my! Plus, shot in the crotch and you're to blame, and the transvestite Rambo strikes again. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
Okay. It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. I sure did, but it's time to buckle the fuck down, get back to work. You know, if you still have a job, that is. Our economy is shit. That's really why a sideshow membership is important now. I mean, you get a lot of entertainment. You don't have to spend a lot of... You know how much it is to go to the movies? $30, $40, $50? It's ridiculous. $5 a month, that's all it takes. I'm trying not to lose my job. Please sign up. I would like to eat today. I got a couple videos here. The first one is sent to us by our good friend Corey. Corey has sent in another drunk girl puking and then eating it up clip. Many of you probably didn't even realize that was an actual genre of film. You've got your comedy, drama, horror, drunk girl puking and eating it up. Cue that up in Netflix. But this girl is Asian, so it kind of makes sense, I guess. All the pieces of the puzzle are coming together, aren't they? All right, let's take a listen to her puking. And the great thing is, she's got this vat. It's like this big, giant bowl that she's puking into, and it appears that she has been puking for several days now because there are gallons of vomit. And furthermore, when she pukes, it looks like pancake batter. I don't know why she was eating that. See, the puke is just... You can hear the puke hitting the puke bowl. By the way, this clip is on YouTube, of all places. I can't believe they haven't, deleted it yet. All right, slurp it up. Again! She can fit her whole fucking fist in her mouth, and she's jamming her fist down her throat, trying to make herself puke. She's a pro at this. This is really something to, marvel at. Nice. And, I guess she's eating here now. like, you can just hear the vat of puke slopping around. It's a dirty girl. Corey also sent along some audio from another documentary, another British documentary. I always say how great the British are at making these things, and I wish they would play some of them on BBC America, but they don't. This one is called My Fake Baby. Now, y'all remember when I played clips from the documentary about guys who are in love with their real dolls, primarily because they can fuck them. These ladies are in love with baby dolls they treat as real babies. Take a listen to this stupidity.
Reborning means that you're bringing a doll to life.
So yes, when you buy this plastic nothing, you are reborning it or something, rebirthing it.
You're making it into a baby.
Cuckoo.
It's a baby that's reborn from a doll.
After four births,
you can't reborn something that's never been born to begin with.
Of her own, single mum Jamie has turned her hand to helping others.
You know what? I bet you it's all these women who can't get pregnant, who have like upside down uteruses or whatever, uteri, and then they can't, you know, they don't want to spend the money on adoption, so they're like, oh, I'm just going to pretend this plant is my baby or something.
Her front room is now the nursery, where babies are engineered to customers' specifications.
Doesn't that sound creepy?
You can have warming pouches so that the baby's actually warm. You can have...
Yeah, like you can put the baby in the microwave for a couple minutes, you know, warm it up so when you hold it, it's like, oh, it's a warm baby.
Breathing mechanisms.
This is not a good training tool for, you know, soon-to-be parents. You're going to get the wrong idea. I learned that when my baby's cold, you just preheat the oven to 450 and stick it in for 10 minutes.
To customers' specifications.
You can pop it in with the crescent rolls.
You can have warming pouches so that the baby's actually warm. You can have breathing mechanisms, wriggling mechanisms, heartbeats. You can have wavy hair, straight hair, black hair, brown hair, blonde hair.
But how many holes does it have to fuck? That's what I want to know.
You can have...
Because with the real doll, you got the mouth, you got the pussy and the ass.
Milk spots, raised milk spots. You can have a scrap.
If it comes with just one hole you can fuck, that would be great. No. Be creepy and wrong.
You can have raised capillaries. You can have birthmarks. You can have open noses, open ears.
Okay.
You strive to reach the ultimate.
It's funny that I'm playing this clip right after the chick who vomits and eats it up. Because right now, they're about the same on the batshit crazy meter. The next clip is a woman feeding her baby. All right.
For me, this doll is the ultimate because she's an open-eyed smiler. Oh. So there is nothing better.
I mean, you ordered her like that. You ordered her to have a smile. And for her eyes to be open.
They have so much more character and personality.
Than even a real baby. Yes, I agree.
And you can envisage how they'll be as a real child.
Is that real now, Sue?
This is actually fake formula.
Yeah, she's feeding her baby. Obviously, it's a fake baby, so fake formula.
Fabric conditioner.
Fabric softener. She's using fabric softener to feed her baby. Again, for real mothers to be, it's not something you'd want to do.
It doesn't go moldy or anything. It's perfect.
All right. And finally, my favorite clip. These babies are so real, they can also have birth defects. Tragedy strikes, and I laugh.
In Washington, plans for Sophie's homecoming have been dashed.
Oh, no.
Head's cracked. It's shattered. It's been dropped.
After 2 days of bonding, Sue's found an imperfection.
It's just kind of not what I expected.
So, you know, just like a real baby, if you find something wrong with it, you can always return it.
After 2 days of...
I bet you parents of retarded kids who are watching this documentary are like, if only. If only! As a matter of fact, I believe Corey mentioned something about Trig Palin when he submitted this clip to me. Someone else sent me a picture of a McCain Palin supporter who created his own poster that he was holding up that had a picture of the tarred baby Trig, you know, Down syndrome Trig, that said, "My buddy is Trig," or something like that. And isn't that really how you refer to retarded kids? Like, oh, that's my buddy. That's such a retarded, like, that's what you say to retarded kids. Oh, he's my buddy. He's my little slow buddy. All right, what else do we have here? Oh, yes, the baby has a crack in its head.
After 2 days of bonding, Sue's found an imperfection.
It's just kind of not what I expected. That's it. It's just ruined. I associate collecting a baby with happy memories, happy time.
Collecting a baby. Isn't that what Victoria from Maury wanted to do?
Anything.
I don't care what my mama says, I want to have a baby.
That taints that.
Collect them all.
Makes me feel sad and it's never the same. It's a weird feeling. Empty.
Oh, Christ.
So you can't really have her as your baby if she's not perfect?
No.
What I don't understand is, you know, it's a piece of plastic. How can you get that emotionally attached to something? And if it was that easy, why don't you just pick up a spatula or something and fall in love with a spatula and take care of a spatula and pretend to feed a spatula? Wipe a spatula's ass. All right, continuing on here. Just a few more seconds here.
So you can't really have her as your baby if she's not perfect?
No. Not with the crack, no.
Well, everyone wants a perfect child, but that's not reality.
She will definitely be going back. To see her and actually grow to love her. And that definitely happened once I'd changed her and brushed her hair and I had a hug and I kept looking at her smiling face and, you know, she's still...
Kind of hard not to when it's fucking tattooed on.
Smiling even though she's injured.
She's still smiling. Even with that cracked head.
We wanted a perfect baby.
Instead, you got Trig.
I'll always strive for perfection if I can get it. You're always in search of it, but...
Okay, all right.
It kind of never comes. So it's like,
on to the next one. These women are damaged in ways that I don't think we could ever understand. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. It's Distorted View's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of Distorted View shows. That's almost 1,000 now. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts throughout the week just for Sideshow members. And keep in mind, we do offer lifetime memberships again for the holiday season. I know it's ridiculous to start talking about Christmas, but if you'd like to sign up for a lifetime membership or gift one, it's $200. Or you could sign up for two. Basically, you get a lifetime membership and you can gift one for $300. And since we're talking about Christmas, let's play my my favorite Christmas song. It's a very fisting Christmas. Enough of that. Been waiting all year to play that. Oh, we did an extended show on Friday, then this past weekend we also did a video cast. Great time to sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a sex change woman who threatened to kill a taxi driver with a hunting knife days after torching... First of all, let's take this one step at a time. I love how the news story just calls this woman a sex change woman. And the word sex is in all capitals, so it's like a sex change woman. It would be more polite to call her an abomination. Yes, this abomination of God, who threatened to kill a taxi driver with a hunting knife, days after torching her flat dressed like Rambo, has been jailed. Joanne Spencer, who had to be taken down with a taser gun by police, of course, was locked up yesterday after admitting arson, making threats to kill, and possessing an offensive weapon. Fuck me! The gender reassignment patient set fire to her Wakefield Council flat on June 13th of this year after an argument with an elderly neighbor. When police arrived, Spencer answered the door wearing combat gear and a gas mask and told police she would not come out and was wearing the mask so she would be killed by the flames rather than the fumes. Firefighters dragged her from her house and she was detained under the Mental Health Act. But on July 4th, she went back to the flat. What? To collect some of her possessions. She should not have been allowed there. When she was disturbed, she fled to a nearby taxi. When the driver refused to take her, she brandished a hunting knife, racially abused him, and threatened to kill the terrified driver, swinging the blade at head height. Police were called and had to use a stun gun to bring Spencer in. Sentencing her was Peter Collier, who is the recorder of Leeds. I don't know what the hell that means. Anyways, he said, despite the sentencing, she has had a tragic life. After reviewing her long history of violent offending, including a previous stabbing assault with a steel pipe and arson, he added, when you feel you have lost control of your life, you drink heavily, and in drink you commit serious offenses of violence. He added the knife, although only used to threaten, was a fearsome weapon, and that the taxi driver was not injured was more through luck than good management. So there you go. Second story we have for you today, we go from the UK to Australia, where an Australian man shot a woman in the pussy after she refused his demand for oral sex. Laurie Edward Elliott of Adelaide was yesterday found guilty of threatening a person with a firearm and possessing a firearm without a license. You don't need a license in Australia. It's the outback. It's wild. Those people are nuts down under, right? Elliot, 54, demanded the woman perform sex acts on him while the pair were driving in suburban Adelaide. After the gun went off, hitting the woman in the inner thigh, Elliot told her the gun had gone off accidentally. The woman today told how the shooting had forced her to move interstate and the stress of it placed on her family. Judge David Lovell remanded Elliot in custody for sentencing on October 24th. There you go. One more story today. None of these take place in the U.S. This one comes from Canada. Quote, they took all the rabbits, but they left the seahorse, probably because they had enough butt plugs. You see, the seahorse comes with a butt plug. What the hell was I talking about? Well, a sex store in Canada has been looted. There was a silver lining, after all, for Wanda Cody, owner of Wicked Wanda's Adult Emporium. The two thugs who busted into her store and looted the vibrators early. What are they, like, gay thieves or something? Sebastian, make sure to get the ones with butt plugs. Come on. Let's clean them out. All right. The two thugs who busted into her store and looted the vibrators early yesterday obviously didn't know anything about sex toys. Quote, they didn't even touch the German stuff. I don't get it. What, was she referring to German scat porn or something? Apparently, like, Germany is where all the, you know, high-end sex toys are manufactured. Quote, they didn't even touch the German stuff. I don't get it, Cody said, while pointing out the smooth and speedy German stuff on a nearby shelf. Cody, 41, figures the thieves, who were caught on surveillance video at 2:20 a.m., swiped about $2,000 worth of vibrators and other toys from a display case in the middle of the store. The crooks went directly for the case, quickly emptying racks of the popular iVibe rabbit and vibrating bullets into a bag before leaving. The entire break-in happened in under a minute. They were quick, like the rabbit. They didn't bother with the leather garb in the back, and they didn't check for money behind the sales counter. All they wanted were apparently vibrators. How do you get rid of vibrators? Give them to your friends? Cody quipped as she went through inventory of stolen pleasure sticks. Cody has been in the adult novelty business for a while, but it's the first break-in at her Wicked Wanda's location. She's considering increasing security outside the store with a neighboring shopkeeper. The video that was taken inside the store might not help because the area of the display case is dark and it's almost impossible to identify the thieves. It's been a brutal week for Cody, a single mother who has owned the shop for about a year. A sex show in London, Ontario last weekend was the first exhibition in which she's ever incurred a loss. Ugh, this economy. When it's starting to affect the novelty sex shop industry, we are fucked. Anyways, Wanda is trying to stay positive by thinking about the products the thieves didn't take, such as the Hitachi magic wand or hanging sex swing. But some of the toys, like the chin-strapped accommodator, are just too valuable just to shake off. Since the break-in, Cody made an emergency order for more vibrators. It's a vibrator crisis, it sounds like. You know those Canadians, they've got to always have something shoved in their pussy. Yes, Cody made an emergency order for more vibrators yesterday. She had to board up the front door until new glass arrived, which was another $1,000 expense. She says that she has insurance, but she doesn't plan on filing a claim. Quote, you just have to swallow it. Good advice coming from a sex shop owner. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty here, let's see what we got.
Nigger, nigger, black as tar. Got head stuck in a jelly jar. Jar broke, nigger choked. That's the end of my nigger joke.
Thank you very much.
That's crazy! Let's
see what else we got here.
Hey, Timmy, Tim Henson's Army here. I just sing a parody song of this, of the Nine Inch Nails tune, Closer. I don't know if you received it. I may have screwed it up sending it, but look for it. I sent it again. If you're looking for a funny song about freaky people who do animals, this is really a
I'll
good
have to
one.
Look in my email box. I don't remember listening to that.
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow Mike from Denver. Hey, I got an Alexander Kornswald update. Apparently, he's been going after other podcasts. I was on the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe blog and noticed that he had posted a deluge of wonderful Kornswald sentences about other podcasts. So look him up. See if...
apparently in the Kornswald saga, his gay nephew took over the blog for a while, and now Kornswald has control of his blog again.
Hey, man, this is Coleman from Australia.
The whistles go woo-woo!
That's all, boys! Alright, that was a short train wreck today. Next up.
Hey, Tim. I got one of those, when you're a freak moments.
Sure.
Well, I was in the house, and my wife comes up to me. She's like, oh my God, Joey just ran across the street, and he never looked. She said it just like that.
Yeah.
And, I started
laughing.
Being
on demand guy.
So.
Now, if your kid dresses up like a superhero for Halloween, and his only superpower is to have the key to the city, you might have some problems with him.
Tim.
Yes.
What does TNB mean?
Well, my friend, we've got this great new feature called the Freakypedia. It's like a distorted view Wikipedia, basically. It's freakypedia.net. If you don't know something about the show, rather than waste my goddamn time by asking about it on the voicemail line, just type the letters TNB into the motherfucking search box and click search. It also works for Jago.
Hey, TJ, lifetime Sideshow member
nice.
Here. I can't believe you were reading that story about the girl with the bite marks on her breast and you didn't play the clip where the guy says,
clamp down
on that.
I know, hindsight's always 20/20, huh?
And
I don't know why.
I
think I played, didn't I play that at the end of the show that day, though, as the closing sound, maybe? Maybe not. I could have totally fucked that up. All right, well, thank you all for, annoying me, screwing up your voicemail messages, or telling me how I fucked up. Really do appreciate it. Keep those voicemails coming. Yes, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in oh God.
You clamp down on that goddamn shit, and you bite it off!
Well, a little too late for that now, huh? Vote for us a podcast alley, subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com. We'll be back tomorrow for the big Tuesday show. Sideshow Freaks will be getting a bonus episode tomorrow. So if you're not a member, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Have a great day. Bye, everybody!
me up in here. You handle that.